We here at DavidDuke.com told the naked truth about Obama long ago. We said he was nothing but a servile puppet in the hands of his Zionist masters. We said this clearly at a time when many leaders of the anti-war movement and those who opposed Jewish extremist control of American policy saw Obama as a clean breath of fresh air from the Zionist-controlled Bush administration. Before his election, we pointed out that Obama's educational and political career was completely a Jewish creation. The Chicago Tribune ran a story quoting radical Zionists saying that just as Bill Clinton's loyalties made him the first black president, that the loyalties of Obama to Zionists made him the first Jewish president. David Axelrod, the man who orchestrated Obama's race for president, is himself a radical Zionist whose previous claim to fame was orchestrating the Jewish defeat of the Zionist perceived enemy, Senator Charles Percy of Illinois. Obama's campaign was jump-started almost entirely by Jewish money from Jewish Hollywood moguls such as DreamWorks Studio founders Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and David Geffen, who launched a party for Obama that raised $1.3 million early in the campaign. Almost from the beginning, Obama raised tremendous funds from Jewish international bankers such as Goldman Sachs, his biggest single contributor all through his campaign for president. In spite of Obama's multiple trips to Israel and his abject servility to Jewish extremists at AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, there was almost universal belief that Obama would somehow deliver a more even-handed policy to the Mideast. About half the major Arab press even fell for this folly and expressed sincere hopes for a new position from America with the Obama administration. We here at DavidDuke.com said it was all a lie. In fact, we said that the media image of Obama as a clean break from Bush and the neocon cabal in Washington would actually make Obama more effective in advancing the Zionist agenda. What better for the Jewish extremists than to have a man universally perceived as noble, fair-minded, and humanitarian to act on behalf of the Jewish-Israeli game plan. As we predicted, Obama appointed radical Jews to his most powerful positions. In addition to Axelrod as being his longtime personal handler, he appointed the radical Zionist Israeli dual citizen Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff. This is a man who actually fought in the Israeli army and is named after an Irgun terrorist. Even after these appointments, there were still delusional holdouts in the anti-war media that Obama would offer a real difference. Now comes the Gaza genocide, and for over a week, Obama would not speak a single word about the indiscriminate Israeli slaughter of Palestinian innocents. His excuse was that he's not yet the president, so he can't speak on the issue. Even though he was not president, Obama found a way to issue an immediate condemnation of the terrorist attack in Mumbai. But Obama would say nothing about the far more horrendous terrorist attacks of Israel and Gaza, attacks that have terrorized 1.5 million people, killed over 700, and wounded and maimed over 4,000 people, many of them women and children. A vicious terrorist attack upon a people that has resulted in great agony for almost all of the 1.5 million people living there. Finally, Obama issued a statement saying that, quote, the loss of civilian life in Gaza and in Israel is a source of deep concern to me. Wow. Obama didn't even call for a ceasefire and an end of the indiscriminate killing of Palestinian civilians. That's like him saying that he has a great grief for the loss of life of both the terrorists and the victims in Mumbai. Even after the Obama statement, I read that some peace spokespeople and that some Arab publications in the United States still are suggesting that Obama be given a break. Right. The facts that Obama's closest advisors are radical Zionists, his servility to AIPAC, and his massive receipt of money from the Jewish international bankers should be exposed by everyone who really wants justice in the Middle East. It should be continually brought up by every American patriot who is sick of Israel controlling our foreign policy and leading America to disastrous wars and damaging our relations with the rest of the world. These facts must be shouted from the rooftops before any so-called peace conferences are called by Obama. The world must know that he is not an honest broker, but completely controlled by the same Jewish extremists who have controlled Bush and who are now committing the current genocide in Gaza. If Americans and the people around the world do not understand that Obama is nothing more than a puppet for radical Zionists, he will be a much bigger threat to both the true interests of the Palestinian people and the true interests of the American people. This has been David Duke. Thanks for being with me, and look forward to talking with you again next time.